to Cat Context Podcast, episode 27 for Wednesday, June 5th, 2013. I am calling today's episode Mo MMOs, Mo Problems. This week, Aerolade has returned to WoW and has discovered the joy of pet battles, while I've become an intergalactic space trekker in EVE Online. Also, Rift went free to play and Triton went to the trash bin. We have a whole ton of voicemails and tweets for you guys because you're awesome, so we'll talk about those and give away a copy of the Humble Blendo Bundle later in the show. Now, it's actually been a month since we all sat down to record, so I am pleased to introduce yet again our illustrious co-hosts, Aerolade and Elyndriel. Hey, Ellie, how's it going?
Pretty good. It's been a weird month.
It has been. You've been flying all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm going again this weekend, so it'll be interesting. I basically haven't played very many video games in the last month.
Okay, well, you're fired.
Aw, man.
How about you, Arrow? How's it going?
I am awesome, except summer hit very suddenly here in my part of the world.
And summer comes with a vengeance there.
It really does. At least it waited until May this year. Like, the last 3 years in a row, it was 100 degrees in April, which is, like, I don't know, what is that, 50 for you people? It's hot.
Just make up a number. It all sounds about the same.
I did. I just guessed. Divide by two. That sounds good.
It's 5/9 plus 32, right? Or minus 32.
Are you seriously going to do that in your head? Because if you're going to do that in the head, I'm going to stab you over the internet.
I'm Canadian, and even I can't do that.
Or maybe you subtract 32 and then 5/9 it.
Or you just type, what is 100F in C to Google? And it says it is 38 degrees Celsius. So, man, I was way off. Apparently 50 is the surface of the sun.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah. That is definitely a high SPF day. All right, well, I guess we should talk about games because we have a lot of things to talk about this week. So why don't we start off with pet battles? Arrow, you recently got back into WoW, much to everyone's surprise.
Including mine.
I guess start out by telling us why. Why WoW?
I have excuses. I've planned them out. I've rehearsed this. I wrote it down. Ready to defend myself. What I needed was a game that I could play at 2 o'clock in the morning without sound and socialize if I wanted to. That made things pretty limited, especially since most play at 2 a.m. without sound games are all about, you know, gear treadmills and that kind of thing. So I went back to WoW and I felt really dirty about it because at least one of the things that I think Warcraft has always done really well is allow people to set their own goals. It's not just about the leveling game or the end game. It's different things for different people. And for me, that's pet battles because it's adorable, it's super fun, and I can play it on my laptop, which was a big thing since I'm going to be trapped in one room for 2 months. So I don't need a big, powerful computer to do it. I don't even need a full keyboard or a mouse, and I don't have to have sound, and I can play at 3 a.m. And it's really fun. I feel so dirty and so used. It helps that I had always been a collector player. I had a big stack of pets even before they moved them to the book. Most of my bank and bag space before. When did they put pets in the spellbook? Was that Wrath? Or
I think so, yeah.
And most of my bank was full of pets. So I already had a big, giant list to choose from, including some CCG pets, which are ridiculously overpowered. I mean, just, they're really rewarding people who spend extra money on the game. And it's not, or who get really lucky, basically. I know the two that I have, which is Bananas the Ape and the Dragon Kite, I actually opened out of booster packs. And they are so, so powerful. I swept through up, I think my main team now is level 12, and there's a whole lot of min-maxing math that's the fun kind and not the annoying kind. Pointed look at spreadsheets in space. No, okay. define the difference between the fun kind and the annoying kind.
Well, the fun kind comes with adorable little tiny dragons that do flippy tricks. And the annoying kind comes with people who steal your actual money for fun.
Okay.
Is there room for optimization during not outside of the game?
Within a battle, an actual combat round, combat battle itself, you're stuck with the team that you've chosen. But you can mix up that team, and you can mix up skills on those, on the pets on your team. So apparently, I've never played Pokemon. Apparently, Pokemon is just like that. There's everything's a different family, and there's a really hilariously complicated game of rock, paper, scissors around how humanoids beat dragonkin, beat mechanicals, that kind of thing. And it's super fun to make an adorable team that's like three dragons that aren't all dragonkin. That was really fun because Frosty counts as undead and the kite counts as flying, which is different from dragonkin. So they all have different spells, and like, you can't use elemental skills on critters because critters live, don't care. And rats kick my ass. They have this stampede move that just crushes everything. It's hilarious to see the kinds of things that they've given to the different tiny animals. And I still feel dirty. God, the more I talk about this, the shittier I feel. And then I'm going to play it and it's going to be awesome.
Well, I was going to say it's important to have an MMO like that in your life.
Yeah, look, I can't judge. So, do you find yourself collecting pets?
In fact, yes. I had a Dennis Leary cry laugh moment where I discovered that a lot of the pets that I had like farmed like crazy. I have all of the I had all of the original whelps and everything. Those, you can get them on lucky drops or you can capture them in battles. And like the 150 pet achievement, which I got either right at the beginning of Cataclysm, you get a little sparkle dragon. It's really cute. That people pick that up in a matter of days because you just capture every snake and beetle and whatever that's everywhere all over Elwynn Forest.
Because you're looking for rare ones or something, right?
Or just, even if you just have, even poor ones count toward the have X number of pets achievement.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they're unique. But you want the rare ones because they have a bigger, it's just like gear. Rare pets have a bigger stat pool. Stats are even different between individual rare of the same level, which is bizarre. Well, it's awesome.
I read a lot about pet battles early on because it was definitely one of those things that I felt like I could play without investing structured hours into Warcraft, which I didn't really want to do anymore.
That's exactly where I am. Yeah, this is something I can pick up and do, you know, unless I'm you're spawn camping for a rare, which is, I'll probably end up doing that. What else am I going to do at 4 in the morning? You just wander around and they track on your map and then you just click on them in battle and it's, you know, 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there.
I was really sort of surprised that they never turned that into a mobile game.
Man, that would be so great. I would never get any work done ever. I would shut myself up in a conference room.
Someone must be working on that somewhere.
I mean, are the battles interactive in a way that wouldn't lend itself to being turn-based?
It is totally turn-based. You can walk away in the middle of a battle. And nothing else can attack you while you're fighting. Like, if you're in a zone with a bunch of aggressive mobs, it doesn't matter. They kind of fade out. It sort of instances you. And you can actually see other people fighting. I mean, you can't see how their battle is going, but you can see them standing there and you can see their little pet whap the little critter.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, for the sort of thing that would get me to give Warcraft money again, if I could be, you know, I don't know, sitting in line somewhere and play some pet battles on my phone, and then spend a little bit of time in-game to collect some guys, that's appealing in a horrible sort of way.
I know.
I'm just shaking my head.
Whatever, I distinctly remember a conversation where you were like, I think I'm going to go play Pet Battles for a while. And several conversations where you're like, I resubscribed to WoW for a month here or there.
All right, that might have happened. One of the neat things about Pet Battles, though, is I hear raid bosses will drop cool pets now, which is actually, it's kind of neat, and I like that.
The funniest thing I've seen is three expansions later, in the most recent patch that was this past Tuesday, or two Tuesdays ago, there were nerfs to Karazhan. Karazhan.
What?
So that people can solo it and get the pets that the end boss drops.
Yeah, I read about that.
They've nerfed Vosh, they've nerfed Kale, all for pets.
Wow.
I was skimming through the patch notes trying to get an idea of, you know, because I'd been away for over a year, trying to get an idea of things that were changing. We're like, Karazhan. I was like, man, I haven't been away that long after all.
Well, Vosh needed it. I couldn't quite solo Vosh at the end of Cataclysm, so.
And that was after they'd taken out the root.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was as a Moonkin, which is a pretty good class to deal with that crap.
Friggin' Striders. You need to be a tailor if you're going to solo it so you can throw nets.
I'm having total flashbacks.
I played with... Talon was playing her Enhancement Shaman and would come with me, and it just totally didn't work because we just couldn't deal with all the guys fast enough.
So it sounds like despite your shame, you're enjoying it.
I really am. And I've got the self-shame so that no one else needs to shame me.
We will.
I know, but that's okay, because I have an adorable Sparkle Dragon that does flippy tricks.
I know. I miss my pets in WoW, honestly.
Seriously, the dragon kite is not fucking around. It's awesome.
WoW did have the best selection of mounts of any MMO I've played so far.
They just released a new one today that's an armored bat. And it's not armored bat just for Horde, which is the big deal.
Yeah, that's cool.
Not that I play Alliance, because time spent not being a goblin is wasted time.
Time is money, friend.
Exactly.
I understand. The first thing I did was switch Lior over to Goblin like a couple years ago.
Yeah, if I ever went back to Warcraft, I would be Horde again. I played for like 3 years and did almost all of my raiding as Alliance, but I very definitely always wanted to be Horde.
Well, druids can be trolls now, and they look totally badass.
Yeah, I never liked trolls, though.
What?
I don't know. They're cool in forms, but, like, I've always really wanted to like trolls, and they're punched over so much, and the female trolls are so weird-looking.
My troll druid is never out of form. Ever. The only reason why she's a troll is so I can be a Daglo cat.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That's pretty reasonable. I mean, luckily I like Tauren a lot. Orcs are probably my favorite, so it works out.
Well, cool. Look, that was very supportive.
That was totally supportive. I really appreciate how supportive that was.
I endorse your game life choices.
And now for the opposite side of the coin.
So yeah, opposite side of the coin, I am playing EVE Online now. I started it about 2.5 weeks ago after being kind of disappointed with Rift going free to play, thinking, you know, okay, well, what do I want out of a game? What haven't I tried yet? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, EVE Online. I haven't tried that yet. It's subscription. It's virtual world. Okay, let's do it. And I totally did not really expect to play it. I mean, EVE Online came out in 2003, which I think was the same year as Star Wars Galaxies. So, I mean, this shit's old. But I'm having a hell of a time. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm like this space trucker, and I've got my big, I don't know, space trucker ship, and I fly around and tote stuff around, and I don't know. The EVE Online has kind of a reputation of being, everyone's going to shoot you, and everyone's going to steal your stuff. And people will shoot you or steal your stuff, but it hasn't happened to me yet.
Yeah, you've been playing for what, 2 weeks?
2.5 weeks.
And you got killed by your pirates, too. Don't forget getting killed by pirates.
Murdered by pirates is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they were NPC pirates, so it doesn't count. No, I mean, on the whole, the game is not anywhere near as mercurial and terrifying as I was expecting it to be. It's not even really a game so much as it's like a... It's very much a virtual world economy simulator. So for those of us who enjoy that kind of thing, I like go to the main hub, which is Jita, and I fill it up with cheap goods and then go out to like the outlying hubs and sell it for overpriced rates. And it makes me very happy.
And yet one of the possible profession paths that you talked about wanting to do was the one where you go out and find people who are mining and steal their shit and run away before they kill you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm always good in games. I'm like, I want to be bad.
You would come back and apologize every time.
In truth, I don't actually want to, it's called can flipping, and I don't actually want to steal from miners. What I want to do is go steal from, like, big battleships that are fighting each other, and then go, like, loot their...
That sounds so much better.
Look, it's like Robin Hood, except I'm the poor.
You're stealing from the rich to feed yourself.
It's true. But, I mean, the interesting thing about Leave is just how much of its player-driven content. I mean, I'm kind of overwhelmed. It's my first real sandbox, and I'm overwhelmed by all the choices. I mean, there are people who... All they do in Eve is they're space accountants that look at space corps. There's people who, you know, like trucking stuff around. There's people who lead quote-unquote university courses on PvP. Like, it's really whatever you can make and people will pay you to do, you can do it.
And then they steal all your shit.
Well, yeah, if you're not careful. Life is tough in the space.
Eve has been interesting to me, and I even, after I heard that you were playing, I signed up for a trial account and downloaded it and installed it and never actually went in. I just don't understand I don't know, I mean, like, it has this, like, weird issue where you want to get money and you want to get a big ship and a cool ship and, like, sink a lot of money into it so you have a cool thing, but you never want to fly it because it'll die and you'll never have it again.
Well, two things. First of all, that I think you don't necessarily want to get a big, cool ship. What you want to do is learn various skills. But if you're just like flying around high security space, it's really not very likely that someone's going to shoot you. I mean, it could still happen. It's living on the edge, baby.
Yeah, I played on PvE servers on everything, so...
I mean, I haven't seen anybody get shot out of space in high security yet. It really does not happen that often. But, I mean, you know, you can take your ship and go fly around dangerous areas of space.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the fun, is, like, exploring? Well, it is for me. I mean, I like exploring, and like the appeal to it is this huge open universe where I can do whatever I want. But if I can't actually go explore and do the things that I want because, you know, I'm going to get fucked by other people and not even the game, I don't know. It's sort of anti to the style of exploring that I like to do. And it's fine that people like it. I mean, it's good that all the goons have some place to go goon each other.
I fully understand that it is not a game for everyone, or even for probably the majority of players, but I don't know. It's very, very virtual world. It's very sandbox. It's very, you know, do what you want in space, and I am enjoying trucking around.
That's cool. I still intend to actually try it since I've gone through the trouble of downloading it, but it's more fun to make fun of you for it.
I know. I honestly did not expect to like it as much as I did, but I don't know. It really has hit my itch for the unpredictable, enjoyable nature of people, which I know we've talked about before, but I like that, and there's a lot of that going on in Eve. Speaking of news that has happened in games lately... Titan. They announced a couple days ago, Blizzard has said that Titan is gone. They are resetting, was their exact word. So the rumor, originally they were planning on releasing in 2014. Now they're saying 2016. I know I just lost $5 by the fact that they're not going to announce anything about Titan at BlizzCon. What the hell are they going to talk about at BlizzCon? That's my question.
That trading card game.
Woo!
I don't know what they have for the next 3 years either. I mean, there's no way the trading card game is going to get enough business to go for 3 years. And one of the very strange things about coming into Pandaria after a long time away is Pandaria and the Pandaren race is beautiful. Spectacular graphics. The textures are mind-bogglingly amazing. The animation is awesome. And then you scroll through character generation, you click on a Pandaren, it's gorgeous, and then you go to, like, a dwarf. And the dwarves are still 7 years old.
Do you think we're going to get new dwarf hairs, finally?
Just, all they need to do is just update the textures.
Yes, but then somebody might cry because their dwarf changed. You don't want your dwarf to change out from under you, do you?
No, not change it. Just high-res it. Like, you know, fans...
That's change.
No, change no, bad. No. It's like playing a stock version of Mass Effect and putting in the fan base textures. It's still the same game, still looks the same. It's just sharper and crisper.
Change
and...
bad.
No, that's not change.
It would be really, really easy for them to like add a checkbox where you either load or don't load the new textures.
And that would give them another, God, 7 years. Without even really trying.
And it would probably get people to come back. Because honestly, every time I look at Warcraft, like old Warcraft screenshots and stuff, I realize that I don't want to play a 10-year-old game. But if I looked at Pandaria screenshots, it's a lot more appealing.
I think like WoW's cartoony style really did it some favors, but then... I feel like in the last 2 or 3 years, it's just, I mean, everything's gotten so much better. It just seems to have gotten dramatically worse in comparison.
And it's dramatically worse in the same game. Scroll through character generation, especially Horde side, because you've got the old races. You've got the orcs and the trolls and the tauren oh my God, the Forsaken all look terrible next to blood elves. And then blood elves look like ass next to the goblins, and the goblins look like shitcakes next to the Pandaren.
Yeah. I mean, I played a Worgen in Cataclysm, and part of the reason that I did that is because I just looked so much better than a Night Elf. Like, just incomparably better. Like, I could zoom in on my character and not want to stab my eyes out.
Obviously, you were playing a male Worgen.
I was, and they were awesome, and the female Worgen were very unfortunate.
Yes. Yes.
But the point remains they can do cool graphics within that world and still keep the cartoony nature of it and still keep the technical specifications of it.
Why, God, why don't they? Especially now that they don't have Titan.
Well, they never actually had Titan. I don't think Blizzard has ever said any actual words about Titan.
No, but they did just say that they had 100 people working on Titan, and they've taken that back down to 30 and stuck the other whatever somewhere else.
Did they press release that, or did they just?
I'm pretty sure they press released it because I saw it on Massively. But I remember playing WoW and like probably Lich King, and you know people like Jeff Kaplan and those guys were like, we're not working on WoW anymore. We're working on Titan, and. I feel a little irritated because, in my opinion, the game got less awesome after they pulled a lot of the talent and moved it to Titan, and nothing came of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. 10 years is a long place to work, or a long time to work on the same project. So it could have been a way to keep those people at Blizzard.
Sure, yeah, that's true.
But how would that work if they then just threw it away?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm sure that they've learned lessons. I'm sure that they have built some technology that they might be able to reuse.
It feels like they must have made some fundamental design decision, you know, maybe based on the MMO market 4 years ago, which is way different than it is right now, that they just couldn't work through. It's weird. It's crazy. I would love to find out what the problem was.
This is not the first time that they've sort of scrapped projects and come back to them and made something better. If we're still in the habit of giving Blizzard the benefit of the doubt, I don't know if we are, but if we are, then, I mean, Warcraft WoW, I mean, was not originally WoW and got scrapped about this long into its development cycle.
That's true. People say that StarCraft Ghost could be any time now.
For instance, BlizzCon. Although at BlizzCon, they might have Diablo 3 expansion. They might have more of whatever the third part of StarCraft is.
I'm thinking they'll probably announce the next WoW expansion.
Yep, because they've said really... I don't know. I mean, they keep saying their sort of content release cycle has sped up quite a bit. So they may be pushing towards the end of this expansion.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, speaking of bad industry news, in my opinion...
Are we going to talk about Xbox? Xbone? Can we talk about Xbone?
No, I was going to talk about Rift.
No, Rift is next time.
No, let's talk about Rift while we're on MMOs and then talk about Xbone.
Oh, okay.
Mostly, we're going to have a guest on in the next episode to talk a lot more about free-to-play. She and I are going to go head-to-head in the free-to-play battle. But
wait, is she on the side of free-to-play?
Yeah!
Oh, God, why?
People are actually on that side.
Syl, I'm sorry. But I wanted to read some comments from listeners because I asked people to let us know what they thought about Rift going free-to-play. So, first comment is from Valcav, who on Twitter is at Valcav Gaming, who says, I don't typically like free-to-play because it separates the community between those who pay for cash shop items and get perks and those who do not. I think it should be fair across the board. Pay if you want to play, or no one pays and gets equal access to everything. In my experience, free-to-play games also have less content because there's not as much profit, and I feel like the quality of the player community as a whole is not as high as it is for subscription-based games. Yeah, Valcav, I agree. The other comment we have is from a guildie of ours, Grom, who says, and I'm mixed on free-to-play. I have stopped playing Rift for the time being, but was thinking of going back to see the new zone. Currently, I'm playing free-to-play Neverwinter, and I can make it without buying anything, but I'm not sure how that will work in Rift, as I already have an established stable of tunes and goods. More mounts and pets and whatnot mean nothing to me. If that's all I can get out of continuing to pay a monthly fee, then I'll simply drop it and play free-to-play when and if I can.
So that's good for him.
Sort of.
No, honestly, paying Rift, not having to pay Rift monthly subscription is a financial boon for me because I haven't played Rift in 6 months, despite having paid for it. I don't like it as a decision in general, though, because of those other related things. I mean, I think it puts more pressure on items that can be sold for real money, cash shoppy things, and less pressure on things that are good for everybody.
I also think there's a pretty stark difference between games that convert to free-to-play and games that start free-to-play.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that the conversion is often unpleasant.
Yep.
And I think Scott Hartzman actually was all over Twitter last week talking about that and how, you know, making those development choices.
He had an interesting interview, I think, on Massively. I know that they also talked about it on Gama Sutra, so it's findable, about industry stuff in general. And that's where a lot of the free-to-play quotes came from that weren't from Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, Rift used to be a unique game because of its independence and insistence on using the subscription model and the rate that they churned out content to validate that subscription model. And now that they've gone free to play, they've become just like every other theme park game out there.
Yeah. So the only major difference, and this might be me softening on Rift specific free to play conversion, is their Rex currency thing, which seems like a straight ripoff of Eve's Plex currency. And it's like an item that you can buy for real money that you can then trade around in game for, you know, cash, whatever, in game cash, and grants you store credits. I think Eve, you can use it to pay for your subscription.
You can, yeah.
This one is not, but it will allow you to access everything on the store without having to ever put in any money. That makes it a little better to me. I'm not sure that it fixes the sort of root psychological problems with, like, wearing down people's resistance and various other free-to-play issues that I have, but I do think that it makes it a little bit better, and it's going to be pretty unique in the MMO world.
Well, look, they're not charging us for extra hot bars, so that puts them ahead of the game.
Jesus. Or for quest rewards.
Right, exactly. So I guess in the scheme of things, it's not the worst free-to-play system out there.
But they're also not doing the thing where you buy into the cash store every month with your subscription dollars. Like, you're not getting credit, and that is... Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. It makes me a lot less likely to pay a subscription.
Well, I'm irritated because, as you know, I bought the annual subscription right before Storm Legion, and, you know, partially based on the insistence that they would never, ever go free-to-play. So I'm going to have, like, 4 months, I think, under the new free-to-play system, and I'm not going to get any stupid, you know, patron coins or whatever.
We will, actually. We're going to get a payout or credits or whatever. I think there's going to be a one-time thing for the people that have bought extended subscriptions still, or who still have extended subscriptions. It won't be the full price of our subscription, but it will be some percentage of it. It doesn't make it any better because I bought it under the same guise that you did, and also to encourage them to not go free to play.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, shit.
Yep. Speaking of shit, can we talk about X-Bone now?
No, MMO episode.
No, it's MMOs. This is the MMO episode.
But there probably is going to be an X-Bone MMO. I bet you'll be able to play Defiance on the X-Bone.
No, no one cares about Defiance.
Oh, man. They actually got a bunch of layoffs, too. Try and lay off a bunch of people from Defiance team also. All right, let's not talk about X-Bone. After E3.
Yeah, oh yeah, after E3, we'll have lots to talk about. Okay, so we have another tweet from someone. I asked Twitter how they felt about anarchy in their MMOs, because it is clearly an issue near and dear to my heart. And GamerLady, who is at Gamer_Lady, said, "No to anarchy. I hate being reminded of how obnoxious other humans can be, not when I'm hunting fun." So that sounds like something you would say, Ellie.
Pretty much. I mean, I want to choose to participate in chaos rather than just exist in chaos. Yes, I choose to log on. I choose to switch factions. I choose to stop playing the character while I'm getting corpse camped and griefed. I can make all those choices.
But they're not really choices.
Exactly. I like to make those choices more intentionally and not reactively.
That's not really chaos, though, is it?
A total chaos.
It's not if you just, like, turn on your little, I don't know, Chaos Now sign.
Well, yeah, that's, like, the PvP flag.
Right, I mean, like, so if you play on a PvP server, or on a server, or a game with PvP, you know, enabled fully.
Say
PvP server of WoW. When you log on, you are entering a world where people can fuck with you. And I think that in small communities where the community has built rules and stuff around not having chaos, generally not tolerating chaos, I do believe that communities can end up policing themselves reasonably well. I think the bigger the community, the harder that is. But yeah, open PvP just doesn't really appeal to me because, I don't know, it doesn't most of the time.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. And that's why there's PvP and PvE servers.
Right. And I mean, I really enjoy, like, competitive gaming. So don't take this that way. Unless it's a MOBA, and then I just don't get it. I keep wanting to, but I just can't. I'm sorry.
Anyway, thank you, GamerLady, for the tweet.
Yes, and thank you for saying the right things.
Wow, man. That's fine. I'm hardcore, people.
Whatever. You're wrong.
I'm flashing gang signs at my microphone.
Gang signs in Canada? What is that? A high five?
It's a thumbs up.
Fucking A. All right, we have two voicemails too, so let's hear from Zoannan first.
Hi, this is Zoannan. I was wondering what you guys thought of Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, if anyone played it. I really liked the degree to which they were winking at every point throughout the game, from the loading screen hints to the tutorial. Anyway, curious on your thoughts. Love the podcast. Thanks.
Okay, so first off, thank you very much for calling in, Zoannan. And second of all, when I get voicemails, I get a transcript from Google Voice. And so yours came through and has an all caps, Blood Reagan, which I thought was excellent.
The 80s were a terrible time.
In a dark 80s world. So have you guys played Blood Dragon?
I saw the trailer, which I thought was hilarious, but I haven't played Far Cry, so I haven't played this one.
Yeah, I can't say that I have. I want to. It's definitely on my list, and I'll probably buy it. And if it goes on $5 sale during Steam Summer Sale, I'll almost certainly buy it. If it doesn't go on sale during Steam Summer Sale, I'll probably buy it. Everything about it looks pretty awesome.
I have not played Blood Dragon personally, but I did actually watch a Let's Play of it, because I watch Let's Plays at the gym. It makes me like a fit nerd. And it looks pretty awesome. The Michael Biehn, of course, is amazing. You know, there are giant neon blood dragons. It's everything that you're going to hope out of it.
Did you have problems watching it with the silly 80s nature juxtaposed with Far Cry 3 high quality graphics?
No, I didn't. They did a really good job. And in fact, it's actually, they've managed to kind of tone down their quality graphics for the purpose of this game. It's a little muddy, a little dark, a little neon. It's not quite as clear as Far Cry 3, I think. You know, still quality, but not quite as shiny as Far Cry 3 itself.
I mean, I had heard that complaint a couple places, so I figured I'd ask somebody who has some experience.
My robust game watching experience. We have one more voicemail. This one is from Syl from MMOGypsy.com and the brand new Battle Bards podcast, which if you like MMO music, you should listen to. Their most recent episode had one of the composers for the Lord of the Rings Online soundtrack, which is really cool. But let's hear what Syl has to say.
Hello, Lior and crew. This is Syl, your blogging neighbor from MMO Gypsy. I've been wanting to ask, because I don't think I've heard you talking about this on your show, what kind of geeky merchandise / action figures do each of you have standing on your desks at home? And what's your opinion on game merchandise in general? Over and out.
Syl, that was a most excellent question. That's one of my favorites that we've had for a while. So, I don't know, Arrow, let's start with you. What nerdy things do you have on your desk?
I actually don't have many nerdy things on my desk right now because I have a toddler who is very acquisitive. And I mean acquisitive and not inquisitive. I had one of those really sweet FemShep action figures that my kid brother sent me for my birthday. And she's awesome. And then the kid decided that this was hers. She named it Mommy Dude, which I think is the greatest thing I have ever heard in my life.
That is so awesome.
Isn't that great? I am the best parent.
It's pretty amazing.
And refuses to be separated with it. I believe she's sleeping with her right now. But I do have a vast store of various nerdy gaming action figures. They're just all in storage because small parts not suitable for children under 3.
That is entirely reasonable, but it's okay because you've got the Mommy Dude story, which is amazing.
She had a replaceable hand so that you could have her either holding up her hand for biotic powers or with a handgun, and we had to remove the hand so that the kid didn't eat it. But otherwise, so FemShep Mommy Dude is one-handed badass.
That is so cool!
That's pretty awesome.
How about you, Ellie? What toys you have sitting on your desk?
Man, my desk is a mess, and definitely not suitable for children under 3. I have a bunch of like magic cards sitting on my desk. That's actually where a lot of my gaming energy has been. So then there are cards everywhere. I think my best sort of nerdy acquisition thing is a pair of Gunnar glasses. You know, those like ones that they sell at all the cons that are yellow tinted and help you see your games better or something.
Nice. That's awesome.
I bought them when they were on like maybe a daily Woot deal or something like that. And I actually like them. They kind of reduce eye strain for me. I don't wear glasses, but I probably could. I don't know. As long as you can get past everything being a little yellow, which theoretically is better for you.
You should wear those with like fingerless gloves to PAX.
Yeah, there you go. And then I also have a couple of USB keys. One of them is a rubber ninja, and one of them is a bottle opener.
Nice. You are always prepared to open drinks and transport data.
Yeah. Yeah, I can put all sorts of totally legal files on my USB drives and hand them to people.
Nice.
So very legal. All right, well, let's see if this will work. So that is my plush Murloc that I got from BlizzCon, who sits beside my computer.
I'm actually kind of jealous.
It's pretty cool. It's just the right size to like sit on top of one's head, should one desire such a thing. I also have a Jim Raynor doll from the same BlizzCon. I have a Zoidberg action figure, a couple of Warhammer 40k orc figures that I've painted because orcs are awesome, and my pride and joy, a Catwoman Happy Meal toy from the release of Batman Returns in 1992.
Holy cow.
Oh, nice. I think I still have those at my parents' house.
Era, that's awesome. I knew we were friends.
I have a bunch of He-Mans, but not Catwoman action figures.
I have a couple of original My Little Ponies hiding in a desk drawer somewhere. Most of those are still at my folks' house.
Yeah, I have a bunch of minis sitting around the room, but they're not actually on my desk, so I didn't think they counted.
Yeah, they count.
They do count. I don't actually paint. I haven't painted a lot of minis, but I do have a series of orc shooters and burners, which sit as a little army on my desk.
That's pretty sweet. I forgot something. I have a dice ring from the Dice Ring Kickstarter. It's pretty awesome.
It sounds like you should use it to roll a number.
A number? How many numbers do you want? One?
Roll me one number between 1 and 5 and let's...
Between 1 and 5? It's a d20. Who gets a d5?
Well, just divide by 4.
Yeah.
I got 7.
Look, you were the guy doing math earlier.
You were converting temperatures in your head with your 5 nights. Shit. Did you can't divide by 4?
I got a 1. No, I didn't. Oh, I totally didn't. I got a 2.
You can't even read the die? Aren't you the only one of us that has a regular tabletop gaming group?
Yeah.
This has been slightly anticlimactic. All right, it is a 2, so congrats to @GamerLady. I will let her know you are the proud winner of a copy of the Humble Blendo Bundle, which has the indie hit 30 Flights of Loving and one of my favorite games, Atom Zombie Smasher. So congratulations.
Ooh, that one was fun.
Yeah, I love that one. In 2 weeks on our next episode, we will be giving away a copy of Hotline Miami, which is totally awesome. For people who tweet or call us, you can tweet us at Liores, at L-I-O-R-E-S, or call us. You can do it by phone, 347-56-Liore, or you can do it over the internet at speakpipe.com/cat. Context. And of course, you can find all these links on the site at lioreblog.com, lioreblog.com/catcontextpodcast. Okay, that's it.
What the hell? We're under time. This is some bullshit. It's because you didn't let me talk about X-Bone.
We're still 4 minutes over, technically.
I'm at 58 minutes recording.
Oh, 58 minutes. Oh, yeah, recording time.
Look, save your like 90 seconds of X-Bone ranting for next time.
X-Bone.
I can't go to bed yet. I still have a pet battle to do.
Pet battle. Pet battle in bed.
You know, I can. I have my laptop here. That is the best part, seriously, that it will run on my laptop and I don't need a keyboard.
That's pretty awesome. I was trying to think of some other games that you can run in that situation. I'm sure there's like a bunch of indie games and stuff.
Most of those require sound, though. Like almost all of the multiplayer stuff I have. I mean, I could turn on, you know, subtitles and turn off the sound, but that actually detracts from the experience.
You should get one of the deck building games that are coming out.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
There's a cool one on iOS. I really like it.
I don't give a shit. Don't care.
It's pretty fun.
No, it's not. I can't hang out with artists anymore. Not interested.
What?
When I was big into Magic and I was in all the tournaments and everything, it was the same time I was selling swords and costumes at cons for a living. And being a dealer at a con is way, way different than being like a person at a con.
Attendee.
Yeah, and I don't like it as much because I don't like being a schlub.
I can understand that.
Just some schmo is not nearly as much fun for me as sitting with Melissa Benson throwing peanut butter M&Ms at Claudia Christian.
I'm always a schmo. On behalf of schmoes, we don't like you either.
Yeah, yeah, go to hell, vendors.
I was in a drinking contest with Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman.
I don't know who either of those people are.
They wrote all the Dragonlance books. Well, not all, but all the, like, famous ones.
It wasn't really fair because I was 22 and Irish.
Y'all, this has been fascinating, but I need to go haul some stuff across the galaxy for my corporation.
Oh my god. You're the worst. Have fun not playing your game while training skills.
Whatever, I play it. You don't even know. You haven't played it, you don't even know.
That's because I know that all I would do is log on, set my skills, and log off. Just like I did with Glitch.
Well, I paid and played Glitch.
I just played it obsessively on my iPhone until it wouldn't let me train any more skills until I did something in the game. And then did something else instead.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Did I mention that I have a tiny dragon that does flippy tricks? Because I have a tiny dragon that does flippy tricks.
Yeah, I seriously don't have any of that stuff. All I have is some stucco.
I actually said the other day, I was like, stucco! And I'm like, no, shit, no! I cannot start using fake slang from Defiance.
Bullshit, you can totally start using fake slang from Defiance. I'm also going to start saying drats. We should start saying drats. Let's bring that back.
No.
I feel like this conversation has gone to very strange and unexpected places. Look, we're wrapping this up now.
I don't even understand you people anymore.
Arrow has to go play with her sparkly dragon, which I do respect.
Go make some Zsa-Zsa. That's what they call money in Defiance. Zsa-Zsa.
Dude, stop that. Stop trying to make Defiance happen, Gretchen.
The show is actually fun. It's actually fun, and the game is actually not terrible.
I don't really see how not terrible is actually good. I mean, there's a whole series there.
Well, look, it's a show on sci-fi, so I think that should put it into perspective.
Okay, that's not fair, because I really like Haven.
I really like Defiance. I actually like Defiance.
All right, this is a topic for a future show.
I think they're doing a marathon this weekend. You were right that the last one was pretty good, though.
All right, good night.
Bye. I forgot to stop recording.
No, I am too, because we haven't stopped yet.
No, me neither. Lior hasn't said stop, so I haven't stopped.
We're not, okay. Wait a second. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, YouTube, for coming on the show. Don't say anything. And we'll see you in 2 weeks, probably with Syl from MMO Gypsy talking about free-to-play. Yay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, stop recording. Okay, stop now.